In India, corruption is allowing extortionists to steal land, flout environmental regulations, and build homes illegally. And in Indian-controlled Kashmir, so-called land mafias are even building homes on fields reserved for growing lucrative saffron. South Asia correspondent James Bennett reports.
Baba Umar walks through bulldozed foundations that were to be his new family home in Srinagar, Kashmir, to the exact location of a chilling attack on his mother.
So these guys, they came with steel rods, shovels, axe, and they beat my mother ruthlessly.
The attackers, he says, so-called land mafia.
They start coercing or harassing the owners. So if he leaves his piece of land there, then they occupy and sell it.
The gang returned that night, bulldozing a wall and foundations already built. Their brazen tactics are born of an impunity built on networks of corrupt police and politicians. In the villages surrounding Srinagar, the impact is being felt by growers of a prized commodity. Saffron, lucrative and able to flourish in only a few locations worldwide, is also under threat.
It is all illegal construction here.
Saffron grower Shabir Farooq shows the ABC homes built where the delicate flowers once flourished.
This land mafia business is flourishing because everyone here is corrupted. Everyone takes a cut and turns a blind eye on the illegal constructions. The government doesn't listen to us.
In the mountains above Srinagar, timber mafia logged the forests illegally, while in the valley below, in broad daylight, an excavator gouges out the banks of the River Jhelum. Sand mafia are found right across India, doing as they please, driven by a combination of lax environmental law and runaway demand from an economy growing at 7.5% a year. Nadreem Quadri is a Kashmiri environmental lawyer.
Most of the work is illegal. Most of the work is without the official approvals, but definitely under a political patronage.
The Jammu and Kashmir government says in a region long defined by insurgency and contested by India and Pakistan, things aren't that simple. The Chief Minister's spokesman, Waheed Parra, readily concedes that gangs do operate with political and police protection, but he says that's changing.
We have sacked 60 people who were having corruption charges. It has never happened in any Indian state. So, I mean, it's a challenge because it's a virus in the society.
Baba Umar has vowed to fight that virus. He's prepared for years of legal fighting in his family's case, but concedes he doesn't expect major change anytime soon.
People have internalized it. You know, they can get small things done, and I don't think it's going to go away quickly.
This is James Bennett in Kashmir, reporting for AM.